Brethren, our brother Peter Morrow will handle the echo meeting and the rest of this convention. Brother Peter.
Thank you, Brother Carnegie. Well, brethren, this is it. We've reached the end. We are very thankful that all of you were able to attend our convention. We hope that you received many blessings. We did. Let's now take just a few minutes to reflect over our services. What I did is I went to the elders who gave the services and said, can you give me one statement that summarizes your service, something that the brethren can take home with them? Starting on Saturday, our first service was Brother Rick Sarasi, courage. And he said, fear presents courage with opportunity. God commands his people to have strength and courage, and he also promises us his presence in applying strength and courage. Next was the study by Brother David Stein on Ezekiel 43 and 44. And his statement is, this is preparation for and execution of the millennial age. Next, Brother Obi Elbert, this mind. He said, actively, jealously pursue your Christian life. Next, Brother Byron Keith, the counsel of Peter. Peter became a leader and a wise counselor after spiritual growth through personal experiences. Brother Harry Wildblood was the last discourse yesterday. Leviticus Insights, chapter 8, 16, and 9, part 1. Our consecration is the same as the Lord's consecration, the hidden satisfaction of justice. And now starting with today, we had Brother Byron Keith, confession. The hiding of sins is detrimental to our spiritual well-being. Confession leads to forgiveness, and forgiveness is a blessing from God. Brother Obi Elbert, keep thy foot. This meeting, the meetings are a blessing, so act like it. He smiled when he said it. So. He actually did, yeah. Brother Rick Sarasi, courage, part two. My relationship with you is not directly with you. It is Christ in me relating to Christ in you. That was beautiful. And have a sandwich. The top slice is agreement. The bottom is mutual encouragement. And the messy stuff, that's in the middle, the area of disagreement. Very good. Then Leviticus Insights Part 2 with Brother Harry Wildblood. That is, the inauguration of the high priest and the world learning of ransom and restitution, the glory of the Lord. And finally, Brother David Stein, Tikkun Olam. And he says, we have a part in fixing the world. And always remember where you park your goat. Was that? Okay, he didn't say that. I'm sorry. Well, brethren, those were the services of this convention. And now we open this up to you. It is an echo and testimony. We only have about 15 minutes, though. So raise your hand, and Brother Aaron will come around and let you have the microphone. And then, of course, announce your name and where you're from, please. Who would like to be first? Brother George, over there. That's it.
Hello? Does that work?
That's it.
All right.
Splendid.
Not meaning to be negative, but it just amazes me when I think, which nation among nations has the United Nations condemned more than any other nation?
Very good. Thank you. Over here.
Janet from the Associated Bible Students of Portland, and I'm excited to be here. And I just want to, first I have to do something. If I don't, it would not be good. I bring the love of the Associated Bible Students of Portland, especially Judith and Jerry Black, and I also bring the love of Sister Rosemary Wojcik. I am excited and rejuvenated by this convention. And I just want to say a few words. The word courage and all it implies, strength and courage and knowing the difference. Confession and how freeing and forgiving it is. Edifying our brethren, encouraging our brethren. And this Tikkun Olam, I said it wrong, but our part in repairing the world, how exciting is that? And something else that I was reminded of that I try to do all the time, but Brother Stein really brought it back home to me, and that is, be verbal sunshine to the world. Be sincere, but give out that verbal sunshine whenever you get the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your testimony and echo. Who would like to be next? Over there in the front row.
Dorothy Hyman from the Los Angeles class. It seems like whenever I come to these special conventions, well, I like to think that I have quite a bit of knowledge. I've been studying the Bible for a long, long time, most of my life. And yet there's always something new and something special and something I never really thought about, or maybe something I just read in the Bible, and I get an entirely different light on it. And it's just, it's really been a wonderful, enlightening convention. And I just always want to thank the people who came such long distances for me, for everybody here, but for me. And I do really appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Back there.
Dorothy, you're not alone. I was very moved by the part. One of the highlights I got out of this was the difference between passive and active, and the distinguishing between let us versus have, and it made me think even further. What the words like if, passive, there's active, and if makes me think of contingent. Will, what will happen? It just led the stones for, just allowed me to think it in a way that I hadn't thought before. And it's not to say passive isn't, has no place, but it helps give me even more perspective of what I thought I did know. And for that, I'm very thankful. It's just more nuggets, more tools for me to see how to see and why I should see the way I do. And for that, I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Thank you for your echo. Who would like to be next? Oh, right there.
Sister Elaine Allard from the San Luis Obispo Ecclesia, and I wanted to bring the love of our ecclesia there in San Luis and the special, special love of my husband, Mark Allard, who really wished he could be here but couldn't make it, and his mother, my mother-in-law, Sister Adele Allard, and also my sister, Nancy Zuniga from Portland. And I just want to say thank you to the Los Angeles class and all the brethren who served. It was just a wonderful, I love the word rejuvenated, because that's really, you know, how I feel too. And so I just wanted to thank you.
And thank you. Thank you for attending and for your echo. Who's next? Over there.
Alex Zarja from Phoenix Associated Bible Students. And bringing the love of our class in Arizona, and really glad to be here today. Unfortunately, some were not able to make it that wanted to, and do send their love. Brother Kent Humphreys, for example, he's having a knee replacement surgery, and you would probably want to keep him in your prayers in respects to that, but they do send their love. And I really got a great blessing, as most conventions are, but this was especially packed one. It really seemed like all the subjects were flowing very well together. I don't know how much that was prepared, but probably it was the Lord's doing. And we appreciated just seeing that some of those subjects are brought to light that maybe are not as commonly discussed. And we do want to consider organization. We want to consider our attitude towards the brethren, our attitude towards the world, and think a little more deeply on those subjects that we may not as often and as intensely. And I appreciated all the work of love from the elders and also from the class here, and appreciated all the fellowship too. Had great fellowship, had opportunity to talk with brethren that haven't talked for a really long time, and also make some new friendship. And one brother that I talked to, coming from all the way at the edge of North California, really kind of made me sort of ashamed of coming only 6 hours away and thinking, well, you know, it's a drive. But then he came from, I don't know, like 14 hours or more and still in California. So it felt like, whoa, I can't say anything. So thank you very much, and Lord bless.
And thank you very much for your testimony. Right down here in front.
Thank you, brethren. I'm Kathy Brooks, and I live at the Bible Student Retirement Center. I belong to several ecclesias. I think I belong to the Ecclesia of Christ, and I take all the brethren here are also members of that same ecclesia. And I'm thankful to be here. I couldn't choose one of the talks to highlight because they were all highlighted. They were all beautiful and very encouraging and very educational and historical, and just glad to be here. I always like the LA class because they're always nice to me. And I always I tell everybody that too, and especially Sister Nanette, who opens her home to us. Want to bring the love of the Bible students at the retirement center. They send their love to you. We have a convention coming up. You're all invited, and half the time it is at the retirement center. We have part at the hotel, but we meet on Friday night at the retirement center, and then again on Sunday we have an annual picnic that all the brethren come to. So you're all invited there, and I'm thankful to be here, thankful to the brethren and all their work and their sacrifice and their laying down their lives for the brethren. I'm thankful for that, and it's really an inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Right here in front.
Hi, Hi, I'm Ariel Wagner from, I guess, the Los Angeles Ecclesia. And I wanted to thank the Davis family for taking me to church all the time because I can't drive myself yet. And, yeah, I'm really happy and thankful that I was able to come to this convention. And although I wasn't able to be in all of the discourses, the ones that I were in were very uplifting and, I don't know what the word is, educational, and I learned a lot. And I have love from my mom, Renata Wagner. No, she's not Wagner anymore, sorry. Renata Grugien. yeah, okay.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Who'd like, there we go, all the way in the back.
I'm Robert Virgil from the San Francisco Regional Bible Students, and I bring the love of the class. It's been a pleasure meeting in this hall and to realize that the LA class has their regular meetings here. We are also of late meeting at a Masonic Hall. The hotel where we used to have our meetings raised our rent substantially, and we were able to get a more reasonable rent at the hall that we meet now. So it's a pleasure having these facilities to study the Lord's Word and grow in the present truth.
Thank you very much for your testimony. Over here. Do you have someone there that wants to testify?
No, I was just offering her up.
Oh, it's his mom. So.
She's going to want to say something at some point. I figured I'd just get it out of the way.
There you are.
Ron Sheets, Los Angeles class. This has been a wonderful meeting. I've appreciated so much. To me, it's like the Lord's version of a late breakfast at Tiffany's. All his jewels. And another thought crossed my mind, too.
Talk into the microphone.
Could you put the mic up to your mouth a little closer?
This is like the Lord's version of a gymnasium. We're all in here in training our muscles, our spiritual muscles. And I feel so grateful for all the experiences and the suggestions made by various speakers and the people I've been meeting here, too. Thank you. Lord bless you all.
Thank you for your testimony. Right back here, right there.
Just some scattered thoughts.
Yes.
Brother Obi mentioned temptations come to your mind. Two words, absolutely not. And I just think that would be nice for me to keep in mind always. Another thought is, I think this is from Obi too, in the decorum in the house of God, one thing to always respect is the personal dignity of our brethren, one for another. Another from Brother Robert Virgil, this was in personal fellowship, but something I never heard before, that St. Augustine in his City of God did affirm that all of us must fall asleep in death. Now that's interesting from that churchman to recognize that little truth. Mm-hmm. I want to look into that more. I think I've heard this before from Brother Stein. The barley was waved without preparation because Jesus was perfect without any further, unlike the church, unlike ourselves. From Brother Sarasi, agape is not complete without filio. Now, I've thought about agape and filio for years, but I've never really heard that put in that construction, and that stuck with me. Agape is not complete without filio. And lastly, I'd like to say how pleasant it was to meet Sam Rutledge and have a little brief interplay with him. Sam, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Since we're almost out of time, I'm going to point to each section. And if you want to send love from someone or a group, you can shout it out, and I'll try to repeat it. Anyone here want to send love? Shout it out.
Boone and Jean. Boone and Jean Moore are my parents. Thank you. And Ken and Carm for Nets. Thank you. Anyone else in this section? All right, over here. Shout it out. What is it?
Adele.
Sister Adele. Thank you. Anyone else? Sister Elaine Redeker. Anyone else? All right. This group here.
Alan and Donna Allers.
Shirley Bruce, thank you.
And the Grice
family, especially Sister Rachel Grice. Anyone in the very back? Okay. That section. Over there?
The Antioch Ecclesia.
The Antioch Ecclesia, thank you. Marge, Mike, and Vicki Balco, and Sister Karen Speroni. Yes, thank you.
Ecclesia.
The Vancouver Ecclesia, good. Anyone over here?
Bob and Terry Brand.
Close enough. Very good. Bob and Terry Brand, who are in Chicago, Brother Bob is serving, and Brother Jim Shooker, he's in Chicago also. Very good. Anyone else? All right. Well, brethren, thank you all very much for your echoes, for being here, for those who serve, for driving and flying here.